proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Today on Church and State, we're going to be covering vandalism at Varedale United Church of Christ. So all you haters, you might want to pay attention.
And also, homophobic homeowner declares he will not allow gay couple to stay in his home.
Plus, the COVID vaccine might be triggering an allergy to meat. Gabe and I will be eating our steaks with hives. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, and with me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren.
Welcome back, Caleb.
Thank you.
We've missed you.
It was quite the trip. We're going to be covering that,
so
too.
Glad,
yeah, we'll definitely be covering everything that I saw in Olympia, Salem, and Boise. Hey, before we start the show, you need to head over to churchandstate.media. I know when my co-host over here is flying solo, he forgets the intros. And
Hey, I've been talking about all of our wonderful affiliates.
Okay, that's
on
good.
On the regular.
That's good.
On the regular.
All right. Well, then I give you applause, sir.
Yeah, there we go.
Well done. Yes. But hey, churchandstate.media, this is where you're going to find all of our fantastic shows. They're always uploaded there. You can check out our podcasts. You can contact us, churchandstate1776@proton.me. We're getting some donations, and we appreciate you because this is all self-funded. And one of the best ways to fund us or continue to see us on the air, and especially, you know, some of our haters, Gabe, like, what would they do without us?
I don't know. We honestly, right now, we're in a little bit of a doldrum right now. I've just been honestly, yeah. we need to start a fuss.
Yeah, and I think we're going to do that today. But yeah, like, I mean, these like Stronger Together Spokane, all these other groups that follow us, Range Media. Like, hey, if you guys want to sell, if you guys want to make sure that your base is constantly angry, because I know you do, you should probably fund Church and State.
Yeah, you should.
Come on, throw in a little bit of money. $5 here or there. Come on, you can do it. You know you like to watch us. Anyway, go to churchandstate.media and just look at all these great affiliates. MyPillow, My Patriot Supply, the Tuttle Twins, those fantastic s'mores things. There's so many great affiliates that you can take advantage of. The Z-Stack, they just emailed me the other day, Gabe. They got the kids Z-Stack back in stock, all ready to go. Look, school's coming up. You need to order some stuff because,
oh my God,
yeah. You know those little germ factories.
As the kids get back mingling together, yeah. You have a whole base of like, basically your home becomes a Petri dish again.
Yes, exactly. So get them all stocked up on that Z-Stack. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff. All right, let's move over, Gabe, to the weaponization of our food supply. Now, this is coming from Alex Jones, but don't worry. Some of you are like, Alex Jones. You know what? Alex Jones. Did you see the video, Gabe, where he was on trial and they were like, do you admit that you on your show were proclaiming that the world was run by a bunch of satanic pedophiles that had all the politicians in their pockets? And he leans in. He's like, you mean like Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons? and the prosecutor and the judge were like, oh. It's great. It's just like, boom, mic drop, you know. But hey, Alex Jones is reporting that it has been confirmed that the COVID vaccine contains cow protein that triggers toxic meat allergies. Look, ladies and gentlemen.
Especially, be specific. This is childhood vaccines.
This is the COVID vaccine.
No, I know, but look it. Shows that it is in many childhood vaccines, Caleb.
Yes.
This is sadistic. It's going after your kids. Now, they're trying to create a legacy, a generational issue. Now, I know we're joking about the fact that you and I will always eat meat. What's more than likely going to happen is you're going to see kids about, 12, 13, really just like, I cannot eat meat. As much as, all the Karens right now are, remember the gluten allergy?
Yeah.
I don't know how much there was to that. There was just kind of a theory out there that so many people have had vaccines and vaccines have changed your digestive.
I think it was the glyphosate, honestly. Specifically with the gluten issue, I think it was the glyphosate in our food supplies.
I don't remember having an issue with bread growing up.
We never did.
All the kids in my class, nobody was like, I have gluten allergy. You never heard that.
We didn't have allergies really at all. I mean, you would run into people that had hay fever. But honestly, like, look at the peanut allergy, and this is confirmed as well.
Blown up.
Okay, the peanut allergy is because they put peanuts in the vaccines. And so back in the day, like, everybody eat peanut butter and jelly, right? Constantly. And now you can't bring it anywhere.
They're trying to narrow down the protein source. You got stupid actors like, I think it was like Gwyneth Paltrow or somebody trying bugs, eating bugs.
Yeah. Did you see Gwyneth Paltrow's tweet, by the way? This was amazing. We're just all over the map today. Yeah. But she tweeted that nothing in nature, she believes that nothing in nature will harm you. It's like, yeah. Wait, so go play with a tiger.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Ever seen an earthquake?
Or ask Steve, the guy who got hit with a stingray thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve Irwin.
But I think here's the point in all this, Gabe, is they are coming for the food supply. And look, they're incredibly insidious in how they go forward with this, right? First, they introduce the idea of Beyond Meat, and they get that kind of trendy and popular, and you're seeing it in all the fast food chains, and you can order these disgusting man-made concoctions that are horrible for you. But then at the same time, they're introducing the vaccines that make it to where you cannot eat the product. Now, Gabe, for you and I, like, honestly, you're never going to stop us. Like, you make me allergic to red meat. Gabe and I are going to be grilling up steaks, and we're going to be eating these things with hives on. Like, we're just going to be full on breaking out. I'm going to be turning to Gabe being like, how's your steak, man? He's going to be like,
lips are all swollen.
Wonderful, right? And I'm like, yeah, hand me that EpiPen. You know, like, honestly, you're not going to stop us.
Yeah. What's bad is you're going to see 2 or 3 years from now, people very proud about the fact. It's like a weird badge of honor when you're allergic to something. And that's contradictory to the very scripture that by his stripes, we've been healed. I understand there's wisdom in not eating allergy, you know, and setting yourself off, but I'm going to eat my meat in exactly the same style, medium rare, blood pouring out. Nobody's going to stop this caveman.
Dude, why did you do that? You made me hungry now.
Nobody's going to stop.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to eat steak on one of our episodes. I like that idea.
And we're going to show everybody how you properly cook it.
Yes. You medium, or you well done people.
Well done is sick.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, Gabe. Well, I know you're excited about this story. Yeah. Go ahead.
This is like, you know, at the
Babylon Bee.
This guy's name. I thought it was a joke. So the title of the story is Homophobic Homeowner Refuses to Help Gay Family Fleeing Wildfire. So a British gay couple and their young child,
which is the story in and of itself.
I don't know what his name is, but I'm thinking like Guinevere or something. From they went to the vacation hotspot, which I want to go. I'm actually looking forward to going to Greece. And they were, right now the whole entire island of Greece, had a massive forest or a fire all over it. The whole entire island's dry because of global warming, by the way. But the married couple and their unnamed six-year-old stayed the first night in a shelter, and then a local family offered their home to them until they could arrange a flight back to the UK. And it says as the homeowner was lugging in the luggage to the trunk, he stopped and questioned the couple. And this is the response of the homeowner. He said, I was told family. And
yeah, the gay individual responded, we are a
family. We are family, but you're not a man and a woman. The homeowner continued before unloading the luggage.
He just unloaded the luggage.
And drove away.
Oh,
the couple or whatever you want to call them, they're not, this is not a marriage. This is an arrangement. They were absolutely what they say gobsmacked. It was another shocking twist on what was supposed to be their first big dream vacation as a family. So to you, my friend, this is what we give you. Now, obviously, the Bible, the Bible is very clear. You know, the Samaritan story. Hey, we help you. When did I? Okay, there's a level of, opening your home to somebody. But I understand that this person has a personal problem with that.
And that's the question, right? Is the individual, the homeowner, he is a private property owner. Yeah. Does he have the right to turn somebody away? And the answer to that is absolutely he does.
We don't know all the details. We don't know if he has young kids. We don't know if he has teenagers. We don't know. All I know is that he was right. We were told a family. And a family by biblical definition is a man and a woman. I love that's to me the greatest part of this story is he says, I was told a family.
Well, did you see the source on the article?
No.
You see where it's coming from? Look right there. I mean, that tells you everything that you need to know.
Advocate, yeah.
Advocate, yes. So, yeah. And even the title, right? So this is clearly a biased news source. I'd love to have the story from this individual who turned him away. Yeah, exactly. Because there might be a lot more to this. So it's obviously biased. But here's the problem, Gabe, with this story, is you can see the direction they're taking. Right. They are demonizing this individual who had the right to turn this gay couple away. And they're demonizing him. And the story is not so much of, this guy had the right to do that if he wanted to. It's now he's a homophobic homeowner, and something has to be done about individuals like this.
Yeah. To me, we're going to show you some stories that are slowly, incrementally moving us towards villainizing people for standing on the standards that they believe. So
that's well said. It's a good reach over to the Pacific Northwest faith leaders. So obviously I was gone last week, and where I was at the Kingdom of the Capital tour. So we started in Olympia, and we had between 5,000 to 6,000 people there, which, by the way, because everybody always says we love to inflate our numbers. That's not our numbers. That was by the Capitol Police. Okay, so that's what they said, 5,000 to 6,000 people that were there. Small little grouping of Satanists, not too big.
Out of the stops, where were you expecting to see the most resistance?
I expected Salem to be the worst. And Salem, oddly enough, which, by the way, we had about 3,000 people there. Salem, we had nothing. Not a single Satanist, no Antifa. It was weird.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Boise, our third stop, which
their moms forgot to set their alarm, maybe.
I guess so. Yeah.
Or but, either their moms ran out of gas in the minivan.
Well, here's the thing. Boise, which we also had about 3,000 people at, that had the most Satanists there.
Yeah. And they had Staple Guy.
Yeah.
Tell us about Staple Guy. This is just the level of chivalry in this story.
So we got the Satanist from Let Us Burn, which is right there. That tells you everything you need to know about this individual. Because if you don't change your way, sir, you will burn. And then you will be in forever torment, knowing that you had an opportunity to be in heaven, but you decided that you wanted to burn. But he did a video directed at Sean Foyt where he said, the blood is on your hands, Sean Foyt. Is this what you want? And then he takes a staple gun. Like what you and I used to do as kids, where you'd hit each other with a stapler. Remember that? A little poking out of your skin. No, this is a staple gun. And he rips a Bible page out of the Bible and puts it on this girl's leg and staples it to her leg. And she's like, it's like, what the? Like, if you want to be a man, dude,
I wanna
take off your shirt.
Yeah, staple it to your sternum.
Staple it on your chest. Like, go ahead, do that. But beating up on women, that tells you enough about the satanic people right there. There you go. Yeah, good job, dude. You couldn't handle it yourself, so you beat up on some poor woman. Which, by the way, this woman will be in the video that we play here in just a minute. But overwhelmingly massive support. It was so incredible to see in all three of these state capitals, Christians just coming out in waves and just worshiping Jesus. And I got to tell you, I really do think that, especially when I look at Salem and in Olympia, I think Christians have had it up to here. And I think in these so-called blue states, I think there is a desire.
There's a group.
Yeah, that is like, you know what? We're taking it back. We're pushing back. And this is the beginning stages of it. So don't get your hopes so high that you're like, you know what? Next election, we're taking it all back. I don't think we're there yet. But I think this is at the ground floor where we can start expecting Christians to actually get engaged in culture.
Yeah, and I want to say to those of you who, you know, you've done your homework, you've packed your bags, and you've prepped, you've moved out, you live in what we call the redoubt, or you're listening from a safe, secure position, and you think, hey, you know, you're all foolish for being there. I want you to just still maintain faith that there is one or two in Sodom that are still there, and they're holding a position in their community for a reason. And so don't give up praying for them, and don't look down your nose at them, because God still has a plan for these cities. Because the proof is, you and I went to San Diego and the power of God moved there. The very first time we went to Clay Clark's event in San Diego, there is places all over the United States that are what you would call absolutely liberal, that when you go there, they are more conservative than even your small towns.
Yes. So obviously we had some opposition, and this was organized primarily by the Western State Center, Kate Bitz, which most of the audience should be familiar with. I know I am. But she says this: we reject these attempts to cloak bigotry in religious language, and we ask you to do the same. The letter reads, this rhetoric is especially dangerous when paired with Sean Foyt's and Turning Point USA Faith's willingness to court political violence across our region and the country. Stop press. Where was the violence? Wait, so we just talked about a Satanist stapling some girl's leg, and you're claiming that we're engaging in violence, political violence?
Yeah.
You saw a bunch of Christians worshiping Jesus at the state capitol. You know what? We policed our own. We didn't have to, but we policed our own. We cleaned up all trash. I was there well past the event.
You mean there was no burning of any kind of like
effigies,
dumpsters?
No. Yeah,
or
nothing like
there
that.
There was no vandalism.
These are the same people that called the BLM and Antifa riots the summer of peace, right? Okay. So it's clearly garbage. It's projection. Look, we've never ever claimed that we want political
attaching
violence.
The word violence is very dangerous. Just remember that as we continue these stories. Yep. Attaching violence, just so you know, it's nowhere near the truth. That's an absolute, complete, and total lie.
Yeah, and so we've got a number of so-called faith leaders. Unfortunately, there are people within the church that are wolves.
No,
pastors.
They're not the church. Don't say the church.
You're right.
They're a part of something, but it's not the church.
That's fair. But they have come out, and they've said that we are narrow-minded, blah, blah, blah. You know all the
usually
rhetoric.
There's some type of attachment to the word Presbyterian or some type of like... it's
Westminster Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
There
it's
you
weird.
Go.
It's weird.
I'm sad to see the Presbyterians that have gone that way, but probably more so for me as a Wesleyan that the Methodists have gone that way. Let's go over to, I got interviewed in Boise, and I got to tell you, the reporter there, you know, I'm always a little bit wary, but unlike some
they
other
did
people,
an unbiased job,
but they do, the and, they but I always do talk to the media, and specifically when I talk to the media, I tell them, hey, look, I'll talk to you until you misquote me. And at that point, the relationship has been severed. But Chris, let's just go ahead and play the interview from Boise. It was KTVB. Oh, we got commercials. We'll get there eventually.
I want to drive a Mazda.
Off the asphalt.
No.
Yeah.
Outside. While this is going.
This is great radio. I love it. Look, I was approached by a reporter. You go ahead and get that thing up, and you let me know when you're ready, Chris.
New tonight,
oh, there we go.
Worship leaders held a concert on the steps of the state capitol building this evening as part of a nationwide tour bringing worship music to each state capitol. News Channel 7's Jude Binkley was at the concert earlier today. It also drew a not-so-friendly welcome from some groups. Jude?
Well, Doug, Sean Foyt is the Christian singer who's heading the Kingdom to the Capitol.
Doesn't he have
tour.
A great voice?
And today he drew roughly several hundred to maybe 1,000 people to Idaho's Capitol and a few dozen counter-protesters. The Kingdom to the Capitol tour made its stop in Boise Sunday, organized by TPUSA Faith.
Our mission is to get the church to engage civically. We believe the church should shape culture. We're out here empowering churches and pastors to address moral issues from the pulpit.
The tour is hitting every state capital in the next 2 years. It's part of Let Us Worship, a movement that started in July 2020.
Traditionally, the church has been a place where people can go in their time of need, and they can seek comfort, and they can seek prayer, and the government shut it down. And so Sean was out there worshiping Jesus out in the public, and the movement caught on, because there was a lot of people that were hungry for truth. And as Christians, we believe the greatest truth is Jesus Christ.
The concert drew a counter-protest organized by Satanic Idaho and Idaho Abortion Rights.
Really, it's about creating space for marginalized folks and people who
so this
are
is the girl who had
by
the
Christian
staple.
Nationalism. Oh. People who want to speak out against the harm that Christian nationalists do in our legislature against abortion rights, LGBT rights, especially in Idaho. I feel that it's important to counter these folks. We're not gonna make it easy for them to be bigots, not in our town.
Honestly, like we live in the freest country in the world, right? And we all have that ability of freedom of speech. And so they have every right to be out here. But when you look at the message of what they believe versus what we believe, they're a group of people that unfortunately are just in the chains of sin and addiction, and they're confused
well
about
said.
So many different issues. What we offer over on this side is freedom, true freedom.
The majority of folks here are not against religion or Christianity. We're against Christian nationalism, something that Sean Foyt has defined himself as. Christian nationalists believe only Christians should be legislators, only Christian doctrine should apply to U.S. citizens, and we simply are for the Constitution and believe that's unconstitutional.
We're actually on the third stop of this leg. So Friday, we're down in Olympia.
All right, you can go ahead and pause it there, Chris.
Christians in Olympia worshiping God right there.
I love that they did me a solid, honestly. So yeah. Hats off to KTVB, because this girl is talking about Christian nationalism and how we only want Christians to be in positions of power, and then we're going to suppress any other beliefs, thoughts, religions, whatever. And she says that, and they immediately go to the clip of me saying, look, they got the First Amendment right, free speech. They have every right to be out here. But when you look at the different ideas and what they're trapped in with the sin and addiction and confusion versus what we believe with the true freedom in Christ, I love that they did that for us.
Yeah, and they're you can even hear her. She's a product of the programming that's been going on. But the way she uses the term Christian nationalist, you know, she even portrays, which in her, you know, conversation, she said Sean Foyt portrays himself as. They're weaponizing the word, even though the word technically, if you look at it, I am a Christian nationalist. They've sure. weaponized it though.
Yeah, and we've talked about that a number of times. We'll have a story here in a minute that we go a little bit further into that. But I wanted to put a little bit of time, Gabe, into this vandalism story. Now, it's a little bit older, but I have specific dealings with this so-called minister, the so-called Reverend Genevieve Haywood from the Valley or Verdale United Church of Christ in Spokane Valley. Now, this is a woman that I dealt with while I was on the city council, and the story does bring me up, and Gabe for that matter, a little bit later into it. But here's the thing. This is a woman that came down to the city council a number of times, and she was a agent provocateur. She tried to get us to engage in policies or make statements from the dais that would push her envelope, like push her ball forward. And we refused to do so because during my time on the city council, we were largely conservative. In fact, every single one of us was a Republican of sorts, right? There were different kind of viewpoints, but we were all Republican. All right. And so this woman would come down with a handful of her supporters and she would push us and we didn't take the bait. And so this woman is an activist that has really burned a lot of bridges. Mm-hmm. I would never work with her because I saw her for who she was.
Yeah, and she literally does stuff as insidious. Well, it's you can see what she does. She invites like members of the council, such as like, you know, Wick, Ben Wick, and she'll invite other members of the council. And if they don't show up, she really, you know, publicizes that. She likes to set little traps for people.
Absolutely. And I mean, here's the problem, right? Basically the story, she saw on a neighbor's video camera, a security camera, that individuals had targeted a church and they stole some of her LGBTQ flags and they wrote something in diesel fuel on her grass.
And actually wrote a reference, Leviticus
2013. And what I find interesting in the story is she actually says at first she didn't know what it meant. You're a reverend. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me right now? You're supposed to be a shepherd. You're supposed to know the word of God better than most of the people in your congregation. And yet you didn't get the reference to Leviticus 2013.
Well, she's using the whiteout version of the Bible.
Yes. Well, I mean, here's what she says to this, right? When she realizes what it means, right? She didn't immediately understand what the message meant, but eventually concluded it was a reference to the Bible, Leviticus 2013, which is this is her quote, which is a very ugly passage that is used by the alt-right Christian dominionist types that say it's okay to kill gay people, gay men, Haywood said. So anytime a pastor, a reverend, a minister refers to any passage in the Bible as ugly, that tells you everything you need to know about a minister.
For sure.
Right? Gabe, is there anything ugly in the Bible?
No, not at all.
Right? It's the word of God. Yeah. And we cannot allow pastors to say, you know what?
The whole word is profitable. The Bible says profitable.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good. Well said. All right. So let's go down, Gabe, and find where they start talking about you and I, because this is obviously very funny. So, I mean, it goes through. It's talking about how she's had dust-ups with Pam Haley, who's the mayor of the Valley right now, with Rod Higgins, who was the mayor while I was on the city council. And she's pushed him against so-called being a racist. Rod Higgins has pushed back against her criticism of Matt Shea and supposedly his racist comments. So we've had a lot of dealings with this individual, okay? After Higgins' comments and the media attention, Haywood found herself a target for the ire of online Christian conservative groups, including the Facebook page for the Church and State podcast. The podcast is hosted by a local self-identified former politician and freedom fighter. I am a former politician, and I do fight for freedom. Caleb Collier, who's been in the news recently for reading Bible verses at the Spokane City Council meeting.
How dare you?
How dare I read the Bible at a city council meeting? That was terrible, right?
You need to read Leviticus 23.
There you go. And Gabe Blomgren, the associate pastor of On Fire Ministries, where Shea is also a pastor. 3 years later, Haywood is still targeted last month. On June 30th, Collier posted a picture on the online page referencing Bible passage Mark 9:42, which you love, with a caption insinuating that LGBTQ plus affirming pastors should be thrown into the sea with a millstone around their necks. That was a cute necklace, cute post, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, like throw that necklace around you.
The Bible's very clear. If you cause a little one to stumble.
Look, there's nothing. They're claiming that we are just filled with hate. That's all it is we're consumed with hate. And so we're going to attack any alternative deviant lifestyle. The fact is we love you. And because we love you, because we have a great love in our hearts that is only put there because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, because my flesh does not want to like you, but because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, we love you enough to tell you the truth. And the truth hurts, and the truth divides, and that's biblical. And our truth is that if you continue in your lifestyle, you are doomed. And I don't want that. I don't want that for anybody.
And for those of you who are not taking the bait, don't let the buzzwords, don't let the word homophobe, don't let nonconformist, don't let the word Christian nationalist dissuade you or provide some type of fear. Don't listen to it. Basically just say, hey, I am set in stone, just like the word of God. Do not move from the position that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to all people.
Amen. And real quick, last but not least, white Christian nationalism threatens U.S. democracy. Look, we don't have enough time to go really into this story, but here's the greatest point about this whole story.
They've attached a word.
Expect to see more of this, okay? It went from Christian nationalism to white Christian nationalism, and that's what it's going to be. And they're going to continue to move this forward as they try to make Christianity and patriotism the enemies of this nation. Look, it is a globalist agenda, and you've got to reject this. There is no white Christian nationalism. Is there a few subsect small groups that are out there? Sure. But you know what? The vast majority of us as Christian patriots, we reject this ideology.
Absolutely.
Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and the Constitution Party, empowering you to put faith into action. With that, Church and State is out.
God bless.
Welcome to the fire.